Oh my gosh, I was having this conversation last night with our bestie Meadow because they were saying, like, do you feel like people ever get the wrong idea when you talk to them? Because we were talking and the way they were speaking to me was like, they were like, dude, you literally are the hottest person in this bar right now. Like, I should be so lucky to bend you over and absolutely have you take it from behind. And I just kept being like, and I want you to know, like, if there's one person in here I'm fucking tonight, it's you. But we were obviously kidding. Right. And that's just how we talk to our friends. And and they were just like, do you think that you've really confused people in the past talking to them that way? And I started to think about it, and maybe, because it's like, if I'm not flirting with someone, I'm like, my dream is
to marry you.
Marry you and sit on your face tonight. And if I'm flirting with somebody, I'm usually just like, how was your day?
No, Jules, literally that's your whole problem in life.
It's my whole problem in life. I'll literally be like, if I'm feeling for someone, I'll look at them and be like, your friendship means more to me than anything, and I would never do anything to risk it. I would sooner kill myself than hook up with you.
And then someone you have no interest in, you'll be like,
I'll be like, why haven't you bent me over tonight?
No. Literally. Jules, literally.
Yeah, it's an illness.
Okay, so another weird thing like this happens to me where, and I don't know if I was reading the situation wrong, but this is my perception of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a bonfire, and this person that I always run into at these type of events with like this group of friends,
mm-hmm.
we always like chat all the time, had brought their partner.
But you don't know them that well.
Like, I don't know them that well, but we've like talked extensively four different times at these exact events because we have this mutual friend and that's why we were both there.
Yes.
And I saw them and I was super happy to see them. I'm also using they, them pronouns for anonymity, not because that's necessarily this person's pronouns.
Perfect.
So they show up with their partner and then their partner was like chatting with me and Meadow around the fire and handed us this piece of paper that was like printed out with like writing on it. And I was like, oh, what's this? And they were like, oh, like this is, I just kind of printed some things off that were inspiring me that I wanted to like think about during this spring equinox. And I was like, oh, very cool. And I like read it and it was like great. It was just like super great advice. But then as I was giving it back to them, I was being friendly and just being like, so like what's with the print off?
Right.
And they were like, oh, to be honest, I just got a printer and I actually feel like an adult now. And I wanted to just kind of show that off.
So funny.
And I was like, oh my God, hot, amazing, sexy. I love it. Very adult.
Mm-hmm.
And right then, the person who I was more familiar with, who I talked to a couple times, was like, Friday, this is my partner, just like, by the way. And I was like, no, yeah, like, I assumed that when you all came together, like, it's, yeah.
But then, they were saying it in, like, a way of, like, you just call my partner sexy.
I don't know.
It's my partner.
I don't know if that's what happened, but that's what I overanalyzed it as, because I've been getting this feedback that, like, I seem like I'm flirting with people and I'm not.
Right.
So when they, I don't even know if that's their perception of this event in any way, shape, or form. Maybe they've never even thought about it and they'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Right.
But in my mind, that was them being like, this is my partner. But then also I was like, or are they asking for a three-way? Because there was like a little wink involved with it. They were like, this is my partner. And I thought that was like, this is my partner, like back off. But then when I was running it back, I was like, maybe it was a three-way. And now I'm sort of at like that, all of this interaction was in my head.
It actually didn't happen.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Yeah, this is a dream.
That's where I'm at now with processing this extremely small, like three-word exchange.
I'm also thinking like the wink and the this is my partner could have kind of been like, and how lucky am I? Like you're saying, like,
totally.
You know what I mean? But it also could have been like, this is my partner.
I know. And I really couldn't tell, mostly because this person's really dry.
Yeah.
Like their tone is like super dry. But the wink really is what
threw
me off.
Dude, this is what I'm saying. This
is
why
sending me through loops. I'm trying to figure it out.
We need to have body cam strapped to us at all times.
We need to have body cam.
Because,
and we need to play it on this podcast and run it
and
back.
Be like, what do
people.
You guys think?
Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. Jules, what do I look like?
You look like you have just left the sleepover of the century.
Yes.
Like, your mom is picking you up, and she's been sitting outside for 45 minutes because you're taking so long to come out because you're hanging with your friends.
Yeah.
And you're like, you came with clothes, but of course, mm-hmm. you guys raided their closet, and, like, yeah. you have on things that are not yours. Mm-hmm.
But are now mine.
That are now mine. You'll never give them back.
No. Well, they were given to me.
Oh, they were gifted to you.
Sorry, this is your story. Continue.
Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, you raided your girl's closet.
Right, totally.
So, and when I say girl, I mean friend.
Okay.
Because this was a friend. This is a group sleepover.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
You come out and your mom's like, bro, I've been sitting here for so long. Mm-hmm. You're like, sorry, like, and then you're like, can we drive through and get, like, food? And, like, you're just, like, now kind of, like, seeing what's next. You're ready for the day. You're probably going to go home and get into bed after this right. and eat your takeout.
Mm. Wow, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Except for the part where I'm a child.
No. You don't have to be a child to be picked up by your mother.
Well,
people of all ages can be picked up by their mom.
Can I be picked up by mother?
Sure.
Thanks. Now I'm back in the scenario and it sounds fun.
That's kind of me. I've been sitting outside for 45 minutes. And I'm like, dude, I've been sitting here for 45 fucking minutes.
Literally.
And you're like, can we drive through somewhere? And I'm like, that's fine. Where do you want to go? Like, that would literally be how it goes.
In and out. And you're like, that is literally 45 minutes out of the
way. Like, that's like the one place I can't eat.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they. What do I look like, Fry?
You look like you are an influencer for a library. So you live in LA for sure.
Okay.
I've
been living in LA these past couple of weeks with what you've been describing me as.
Yeah.
You keep being like, first of all, LA.
Well, it's because you're glowing and you're in your hottest era yet.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're also extremely rich and you have so much going for you.
Right.
This is not the fake description. That was just the real description.
Thank
Back
you.
To the fake description. You have a lot going for you also.
In the fake description. Got it.
And essentially, you are a marketing major at UCLA.
Okay.
And there's this library that was, like, local, but, like, was needing additional funding. And you were like, wait a second, you guys. I have just the idea. Have you ever heard of a TikTok-a-thon?
I make, like, a read-a-thon, but it's on TikTok.
Yep. You haven't quite saved the library yet in your look right now, but you're on your way.
Okay, thank you. And I'll do it. I'm confident in that.
Okay. I'll have to see the look, but...
Yeah, it'll be probably a gown.
Right, for the gala.
I've actually been really thinking about kind of getting back into my dress game. And by say back into, I've never been in a dress. One thing about me, you're never going to see me in a dress, really. Unless it's an occasion.
You used to wear dresses.
For occasions. We used to go to occasions all the time.
Right.
You know? You and I, occasions.
Non-stop occasions.
Dances.
Balls.
Fundraisers.
Sometimes we would just, like, dress really beautifully to go to a restaurant.
Yes, but that's an occasion.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll be really trying. I know you don't want me to say this.
Don't say it. Literally don't say it. I won't let you. Because I don't accept it and you need to cut it out.
Well,
because you can't keep naming it in your life because what you speak, our words manifest into reality. Don't say it.
Okay.
I'll tell the viewers what you're about to say, but you have to close your ears and not listen.
Then I don't believe you. You're going to say something totally different. Well, I won't say it, but I will say that what I have been saying about myself for the past couple of, I would say 2 to 3 months, I am in an era. I'm just going to say it. I'm coming out of it. I've been in my flop era, okay? I'm sorry. And I haven't flopped in a long time or maybe ever. I've been honestly on a pretty steady upward climb since like 15. I'm not at all talking looks. I'm talking like general life, like
vibes.
Things going well for me. Steady incline. Like honestly, I've considered myself to this point to have like very unlucky things happen to me, but generally kind of continuing to reach achievements goals and sort of like continue to excel.
Oh, opening so many LLCs.
Yes. Whereas the past 3 months, I have been only flopping and getting loss after loss after loss after loss. So
here's what I'll say. You have taken some L's. That is, that there's no way
around
that.
In every aspect of life, like I'm not talking about anything specific, like seriously.
No, literally. A couple things from a couple different areas
personally,
of your
professionally,
life.
Personally, yeah.
Been a little painful. Hi.
Fruity.
Sorry, we got Francis on the podcast.
You guys, associate producer reveal. Anyway.
I just don't think you're in your flop era by any means. And I keep saying you can't be in your flop era because you're too beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can't be.
What I think is propelling me out of my flop era was the breakthrough I had in therapy that I told you about.
Oh my God, yes. This is huge. Talk about this. Okay. Yes. This is huge. And it's making me freak out and realize everything too.
About yourself or me?
No, you.
Right. No, yeah, exactly. This will add things up a lot for people. I have diagnosed very intense OCD, but because I am such like a control freak and somebody who like thinks of myself as like I can overcome anything in my mind, like I always just think like, oh yeah, I have OCD, but like I can like
control
that. It's not manifesting in my life.
Mm-hmm. Like that doesn't really affect me. Like I have that diagnosis, but it doesn't affect me.
And in the ways that it did affect me, I'm very transparent about. Like I'm really clean. Yeah. I am like very scheduled, whatever. But anyway,
Jules has this little bedside table routine that she does nightly, and
it would shake you to your core.
It would shake you to your core. I can't even see it.
I have these two. I can't even describe it.
When I come over and like ask to put on sweats, I'll like throw my pants in a corner and find them like neatly folded in the area where friends' clothing goes. And it's one area. It's honestly great. I feel like it's
like a hotel.
No, totally.
My white towels.
Yes.
Like if you come over and you wash your face in my house, I only believe in putting like single use. I mean, you wash them, but like you only use them one time for washing them towels on your face because like less bacteria and you won't break out as much. So every time someone's like, do you mind if I can like rinse off my face? I'm like, yeah. And I like give them like a
here's several white towels.
White towel. And then I have a little basket next to the towels where the dirty towels go. And then I wash them only by themselves. So they're not touching like other bacteria. Anyway, so that's more of a skincare thing. But anyway, I really own all of this.
Right.
Like that is so me to my core. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm talking to my therapist this week and I'm like, ugh, I'm just going on and on. Like a statement that I was saying, I was like, it sucks. Like I feel like I wake up in the morning and I immediately start planning out how I'm going to distract myself all day so that I don't like think about my flops. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I walked past Gowanus the other day. Gowanus is far from me. That's like a 2-hour walk one way. Like Becca knows. Becca lives like semi near me. But still I live like 20 minutes the other way. You know, like anyway, I'm in Gowanus and I'm like, something might not be right. I look around and I see these unknown streets and I was like, something's not hitting quite right. And then like I get home from my walk and I'm like, uh-oh, like beginning to think I threw away half my clothes. Literally just got rid of them. I was like, who needs all this? Like I'm like, I am the reason for overconsumption in America. Like I'm freaking out. I throw away half my clothes. Anyway, I'm explaining all this to my therapist and I'm like, you're so right. That's all the OCD. And my therapist goes, no, that is all just because you're a freak. They were like, the OCD is manifesting in the way that like lately you have been like really obsessing over trying to understand why these flops keep happening to you when like literally all of them were completely out of your own control.
Yes.
So I have been like so hyperfixated on trying to figure out like, why did that person not want to date me? Why did my job not accept my raise? And I'm going through every possible scenario. And that is the only thing that's on a loop in my brain for the past like month. Mm-hmm. And I was expressing this to my therapist and I was like, it's so confusing to me because like, I'm not a depressed person. I have severe anxiety, but I've never really had a period of my life where I've been like feeling depressed. And I was like, and I wonder if like I'm having depression because I'm having these like negative thoughts all the time. Mm-hmm. But I was like, but generally like I don't feel like I still want to hang out with my friends. I'm just like having a good time. So it's like confusing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's all the OCD.
Yeah.
And I always forget about the OCD because I'm such an anxious person that I'm like any sort of like emotional or mental response that I have, I'm like, oh, that's my anxiety. Mm-hmm. I never consider. But now that I've said that, like, isn't that totally, honestly, not to make this about me, but like clicking for you too, no, about me?
Literally 100%. Because I feel like, perhaps you thought it was the other way around, that like you were just a freak for thinking about this all the time.
Yes, exactly. I thought it was
like,
crazy.
No, like the ways in which like you're weird, like your quirks are just like really true to you. But like, and I'm always saying this, that it's not true to your spirit. The way that you're like being so down on yourself about these things, like I'm always saying it's not really like you.
Right. Cause I'm non-judgmental of others. I'm just trying to like do skincare.
You literally just have OCD.
I just have OCD. Yeah.
You've got to start like
in the past
figuring that out. I mean,
honestly, that was only 2 days ago, but in the past 2 days, I've felt so much better because I've just been like, oh, That's the OCD. Yeah. Like, that's not me being... So what I actually thought was happening to me is I thought I was becoming, like, a really pessimistic person, which I do think I've gotten, like, an edge on me because of, like, mm-hmm. bad things in dating and stuff. But not just about dating. I was like, I've become so pessimistic of everything. Like, I sit around being like, your job didn't give you a fucking raise because you said something wrong in that meeting 6 months ago. Like, I'm like, damn, like, that is not usually how I think. And I'm not becoming pessimistic. I just... So I've been, like, way nicer to myself these past 2 days. I've just been like, oh, God, you're good.
Dude, like, I know. To me.
Yes. So when things with, like, if you're, when you say things like, dude, you have to let this go.
Yeah, you can't.
I can't.
Yeah.
But now I feel like I actually sort of can start to because I'm understanding where it's coming from. And it's not just that I'm negative and, like, hard on myself.
And I can also be like, do you think that this is an OCD spiral?
Yeah, exactly.
I had a similar thing with PTSD when I got diagnosed, and then I was like, oh, like, that doesn't really affect my life. I just, like, aw, like, something bad happens to me, so I have PTSD. That's the end of it. But really understanding with my therapist for the first time, who had was, like, really educated on this, like, specific kind of PTSD, was just saying different things, and I was like, holy shit. Like, I just thought... Sometimes I, like, couldn't stop thinking about a bad memory.
No, exactly.
And I was just like, oh, God, I guess I just want to torture myself in my mind all the time.
Right,
no.
No, exactly. And then you're so much nicer to yourself.
Exactly. So sometimes diagnoses. So sometimes diagnoses can be helpful.
No, totally, dude. I think it's so great. We sound like those people that sound on TikTok where it's like, I am a non-binary, demisexual,
mostly non-sexual,
OCD, PTSD, BPD, and, like, that's what we sound like, but that's okay. Sometimes jokes are true.
Dude, literally. And what's so crazy is when people are always making fun of those kinds of people, I'm always like, you guys, like, of course they're acting like this, like... They have all these issues. I'm like, why is everyone like, wow, they're probably just doing this for attention. No, they're
telling you exactly why they're doing it. They're
telling you what's going on, like, in every way, with their words and actions. Like, why is everyone shocked?
Dude, that's so true.
You know? That happened this week.
Tell me.
I am standing in the kitchen just cooking up, and earlier Meadow had left with the door open, but I was standing right there and I was, like, watching the door for my cat, and I didn't see my cat run out. So Meadow came back in, we closed the door, whatever. About, like, an hour later, I'm cooking in my kitchen and I'm hearing meowing, meowing. And I'm like, what? Is Fran stuck in the bathroom? So I go to the bathroom and open up the door and he's not in there. And then I go to Ted's room and I open up the door and he's not in there. And I'm like, there's no fucking way. I open up the front door. Francis runs to the front door.
He was in the hallway.
He was in the hall. He somehow, literally when I blinked, he must have sprinted out, because I really was, like, I really did clock that the door was open and then, like, watched for him.
This building is Francis's house.
This whole building is his house. Like, so Fran's been climbing the fire escape to the upstairs neighbors, and he saw, oh, you were there.
Yeah.
He saw a little kitty cat in the window, and they, like, got up nose to nose, and they were really excited to see each other. It was really cute.
He's like, sorry, I was up visiting my friends.
He's gone into our neighbor's apartment before from their window. He, like, jumped into their window and ran by them while they were playing Xbox, apparently. Dude. And they were like, and apparently he ran by them like he owned the place.
He's the landlord that, like, lets himself into the units without letting any of the people know.
Francis is the landlord. Oh my God.
But obviously he would never stand for normal landlord culture.
Right, of course. Thank God he, like, was meowing and scratching at the door to get back in and didn't just, like, run away.
Yeah. In this past week, I have entered... So every, I would say, every 4 years, I enter, like, a 3-month-long party girl era. My last one was January, February, and March of 2021. I was going crazy. I was dating, like, roughly around 35 people. Not seriously, like, I wasn't fucking anyone over. And I was going out every single night. and I was just like partying. It's not even like I get like super drunk or anything. I'm just like out. Mm. Like all these past nights that I've gotten. So anyway, I've gotten home at like between 2 and 4 a.m. every night. No, sorry, 4 nights out of this past week, which is totally unsustainable for me and wild. But and none of the times have I been, one of the times I was really drunk. The other times I had like 1 to 2 drinks and just wanted to stay out because I was having a good time. Mm-hmm. So first night was you and I. We kicked it off for me. What? When we were at our friend's birthday party.
Oh, right.
And
I feel like we didn't drink much at all.
Exactly. We had one drink, but we got home really, but then we were kind of messed up in the Uber on the way home.
We were super high.
Right.
Okay. We were smoking your pen for dear life.
Okay, yeah. And then you came over and we like ate Mexican food in my bed till like 2 a.m.
Yes.
And then the following night, I went into Manhattan to see a movie and a talk back with our friend Kylie. And then we went out and I spent literally 3 to 4 hours talking to this 65-year-old man.
Right. Please give the bullet points.
I'm sitting there at the bar. He turns to me and says, "So tell me about these tattoos." And then I turned to him and say, "That's all you got?" And then from that point on, we were just like, he was just glued to me. At one point, he turns because these other girls come up and he's like talking to them for like 20 minutes. And obviously I don't care at all. I'm talking to Kylie. And then he turns around and he's like, "I'm going to be honest, I'm kind of pissed you didn't try to pull me away from those girls. Like, I was missing you." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't care." Like, I was just being so like, so rude to him. I'm not even rude. I was just being like straight up. Mm-hmm. Like, his friend came over and said something really creepy. And I was like, "Can you ask your friend to walk away? I'm really creeped out by him."
What did he say?
Well, I know exactly what he said. And it honestly was really creepy. What'd I mean, I was also being crazy. He was talking about piercings. And he was like, "Do either of you like have your nipples pierced?" And I was like, "No." Also, like, not your business. And then he was like, "What about your clits?" And I was like, "Yeah. And well, I do have my clit pierced." And he was like, "Wait, no, you don't." I was like, "No, I do. I was like, it was really weird. I was like drunk one night and I got my clit pierced." And he was like, "Wait, what? That's crazy." I was like, "Yeah, I know." Like, I was kind of amping him up to say something creepy so that I could tell him to then leave.
Right.
And I kept being like, "Yeah." And he was like, "What is it? Does it look crazy?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "I mean, it looks like really cool. Like, it looks really hot." And he was like, "Wait, can I see?" And I go, "Your friend's being really creepy. Can you ask him to leave?" I don't have my clit pierced, by the way. I was completely lying.
Yeah. I saw this TikTok of like a little boy and his grandma, and it was so sweet. He like, she surprised him and he like started crying and like ran up and hugged her. And then she was like, "Don't cry, be happy. Like, we're gonna have so much fun." And it was like so wholesome. And literally all the comments are like,
"Wait, sorry, I missed the beginning. This is a TikTok?
Yeah.
Is it animated?"
No.
Oh. Is this real life?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I saw this TikTok that was a real life video of a grandma surprising her grandson.
Okay, so cute.
And he's like so excited to see her and he runs up and like jumps on her and is crying. And she's like, "Don't cry. Like, we're gonna have so much fun." And it was so sweet and so wholesome. And the comments were like, "I wish grandparents could live forever." And I was like, we come from such different experiences. Like, if grandparents live forever, that would be like a really big issue for voting. And like the political system. They, you know?
Bro, yeah.
And I'm just, people, they're like, I'm like, wow, you guys, that's.
Some people are really close to their families.
Right.
You have to remember that.
Some people's families don't haunt them.
Right.
And that was wild too.
Wow, totally.
Just reading all the comments too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were like, "I wish I could feel her like warm hug one last time."
Bro, you're and just roasting people right now who love their grandparents.
No,
you're doing a live roast of that.
Literally.
Like, and then they were like, "Oh, like, love you, grandma." Like, can you fucking believe
no,
that?
It's literally beautiful. And I'm just like, we. No, I love my grandparents.
Don't of course, worry. Yeah. I totally hear what you're saying though. Like,
yeah, but. Yeah.
Oh my god, I had this terrible thought.
What?
I was thinking, like, how scary it would be for my future kid to find this podcast.
Whoa. Well, we can't let that happen.
I know, but, like, I have done so much, like, weird shit online. like, this podcast, I've literally described, like, how to make me come.
Right.
Do you think my kid will seek it out?
No. No kid would want to listen to that.
Okay, you're right. I hope that my kid, not that I think this podcast is going to go down in history or anything, but let's say we do
hey,
get, sorry.
We have to manifest.
Okay, so because this podcast will be the most famous podcast of all time, mm-hmm. kids for generations to come will listen to it.
Right.
And someone will
wait,
be like.
Wait, no kids should listen to this podcast.
Sorry, like people 18 plus.
Yes.
And then somebody will be like, bro, I just listened to your mom describe like how to make herself, how people can make her come last night. Like,
yeah.
I hope people don't bully my kids for that. And if you're listening to this and you're considering bullying one of my kids for that, you can think again.
You can think fucking again. Cut it out.
I'm gonna come for you hard.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm talking about kids. I'm saying my adult children. Hopefully nobody's talking to my minor about this. But I'm talking about when my kid's like even my age, 26.
What? Is this an OCD spiral?
Yes. Hey, girl. Hey, queen. Hey, queenie. Yes, it is. You're right.
Right.
Yes. Wait, okay. Can I talk about one more thing?
Yeah, please.
And then I'll shut the fuck up forever.
Why? We're on a podcast. You always do this. You're like, sorry, I'm talking so much. We are on a podcast, and it's just you and me here, and I'm brain dead.
Okay, cool. So last night I'm at the woods. And I'm there for many hours with my friend, with Meadow. And because I work there to, like, not at the woods, but, like, film interviews there or whatever. And then afterwards, we usually leave right away. But we were like, you know what? Like, let's hang out. Let's get a drink. Let's, you know, whatever. And there's someone who is looked exactly like every person I've ever dated.
Mm-hmm.
Identical. So, of course, I was like, love you, like, into mm-hmm. you. And they kept looking at me. And, like, literally, we kept doing that stupid thing of the, like, eye contact. Like, we kept, like, catching. Like, it was, like, they were really looking at me. And I was, like, dude. And the Meadow was, like, yeah, that person definitely wants you. And I was, like,
wow, okay. You just look back.
I did.
Did you stare, though?
I didn't stare. But I was, like, definitely not being, like, oh! Like, I was kind of, like, existing. I don't know. I was super high. So I did probably look, like.
Horrified.
Horrified. Yeah. Maybe I looked really, they were looking at me to see if I was okay. And I literally was watching their friends sort of like patting their leg, being like, go talk to her. Like, go like I literally was watching it happen and I was like, okay, like, then do it.
Wait, I thought you said you literally got zero bitches.
Well, I didn't get this person.
Okay.
At all. That's continue. Where this is going, obviously. This is not ending with me like having amazing sex last night. So the Meadow's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's go, like, I'm going to go up and get water and you can just like come with me and then we'll be standing by them and then this person will definitely say hi to you. Their friends are really pushing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh dude, I can't do this. Like, why can they not just walk over to me? And then I guess I should have just walked over to them, whatever. But anyway, I'm standing there. And then we do it and we're standing right next to them. Their friend is literally, I'm getting the ick harder and harder every second that they're not turning and saying like, hey, I like your sweater. Say anything. Say anything. And because they kind of have their back to me, like I'm standing there ready to accept any form of like, eye contact. And then I would have said something.
Yeah.
And their friend is literally being like, dude, like, and I'm like, okay, never mind. Mm. Then I'm so icked. I'm so over it. But Meadow is like, oh, I'm going to talk to one of their friends and like bring our circle together. Mm. Meadow says to the friend, oh, I love your earrings. The circle opens up. It's the two of us standing next to each other and our friends all together now. And I'm literally like, looking at them, trying to get literally any form of contact, and they are so scared of me. And their friend there is being like trying to get them to do something, and they're literally like looking the other way and like being weird. And I was just like, what's going on here? Like,
nervous.
Well, I mean,
I get really nervous. Sometimes women will like literally come up and flirt with me, and I'm like,
I'm
like freaking out. I'm like that girl who was like dancing with me.
Oh,
that one
yeah.
night we went out. This woman, like hot girl,
so
came
hot.
Up to me because I was dancing by myself while all my friends were sitting and watching me because no one wanted to dance with me, and that's also fine. I love to perform.
Right,
love to perform. And this like hot woman comes over to me and like grabs me to dance. And literally I'm freaking out. I'm doing really, I all of a sudden lose my dancing ability.
I was taking videos of it with Flash, which made it way worse. Yes,
Jules is taking videos of me with Flash. Thank you, Jules. Thank you.
She was so hot. I thought you would have talked.
No, you're right. I like did. But also that video, if I see it, it makes me like shudder
right
deep inside. I can't say a word to her. I can't say a word to her.
Wow.
I, she keeps being like, I loved your dancing. And I'm like, she was very hot. Like totally would have like given her a little kissy, but
right.
Obviously I was too busy freaking out.
What? I guess you're right. Maybe people, but I find myself so unintimidating that like, and I'm so easy to talk to. Right. If you say literally all I needed was eye contact, I can honestly carry the conversation from there until we're at your house having sex and then you could maybe say your first word to me. Like, I can keep talking. I got it. I can ask you every question. I'll tell you everything. You know, like, well, perfect timeline for me. If we're talking me to, if you'd like me to sort of like micromanage my party girl era,
mm-hmm.
it would be perfect to sort of have like roster
mm-hmm.
for a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Narrow it down a little
mm-hmm.
for the final month, and then Pride weekend to have like someone that's like, that's my bitch.
Okay.
Not necessarily I'm in a relationship with you, just that we're gonna have consistent sex for this weekend. But maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll fall in love. I don't know. How would I know? I don't know this person. I don't know them yet.
I just haven't met you yet. You need to do a remix of that, but it's about you getting someone to fuck for Pride weekend. I just haven't met you yet. I believe in you.
Thank you.
Dude, I'm having such a different experience on dating apps at this point in my life than when I was more femme presenting.
Oh.
When I was femme presenting, I always had 1,000 likes. And now it's like 2 straight men. And...
Huh.
And I'm not really sure.
That is honestly not what I thought you were going to say. Because yeah. I always feel like, especially with like the quote unquote mask shortage, which right. I'm not so sure about. But I'm always like, oh my God, every time I see like a hot mask on a dating app, I'm like, I know your likes are fucking flooded by these femme girly bops.
Literally not even getting them.
Well, it's because you have like, you're like cunty also, right. you know.
Right, absolutely.
And a girly bop could never handle what you're selling. Unless she's really special.
I actually have a date with someone next week. And next week.
Come.
I know. I want you to come too. That she was just being really forward and really flirty with me and like making great banter right away. So I was like,
love.
Let's do it. And she can handle the cuntiness because I was serving it.
Right. Oh my God. Where is your date and when and what time?
Zero plans okay. yet. But I literally today was like, would you like to... do something next week.
That's amazing. Honestly, I should sort of make a business where you can call me and tell me what kind of date you're trying to achieve
mm-hmm.
and I'll plan it for you. I
think it's called matchmaking.
No, I'm not matching you with someone.
Okay.
I'm setting you up to get fucked. Hear me out.
Wait, yeah, could you plan?
A date designer. Exactly. So my friend calls me the other day, my new friend. We've only hung out one time. We had drinks last week. Honestly, that was like one of the nights I was out really late.
Mm-hmm.
We had drinks last week. We're drinking. We're having so much fun. And they're telling me like I have this date with the second date with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't hook up on the first date. I usually fuck on the first date. Like she's so hot. I really want to hook up on this date. But like, I just don't know what to plan. And I was like, oh, I'll plan it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I text them. I send them a voicemail the next day. I'm like, all right, so here's what you're going to do. Oh my God. And it was so brilliant. And newsflash, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here's what you're going to do. You're going to say that you want to go to this place that's live music every night. And then you go to their apartment and you smoke.
And then you're in.
And then you're in and you're fucking.
Oh my God, I just got so nervous for my date.
Oh my God, do you want me to plan it?
Maybe.
But here's the thing. This is a person that met you on a dating app, which is based off literally looks alone.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you know they think you're hot enough to fuck.
For sure.
So you can go in and really let that confidence lead you for a while and then let your personality kick in and connect.
Okay, I just can't go super high.
Do not go super high.
No, yeah, that would be disrespectful.
Go, maybe you can have a hit or two.
I'll just bring that joint.
Dude, and what did I just say? Okay. This is is a user question, and they actually sent us a voice memo, so I'm going to play
the voice
memo. Yeah, I'm going to play the voice memo. Well, she said it. This is from Lucy.
Angels and Fry, I don't think my ex listens to this podcast because she doesn't have taste, so I think this is going to be fine, but I'm wondering if you can give me some Virgo ass advice about just getting back out there and getting over a 10-month relationship, long relationship that I thought was going to be forever. Help me. Love you guys. Bye.
Wow.
Lucy,
we love you.
We love you so much. Lucy, I was going to literally say where she lives, but I guess I shouldn't dox her like that.
Yeah.
Lucy is our is our friend from college. Yeah. And she and I texted a bit after this, and she gave me a little more insight. So anyway, that sucks. Mm. However, there are a couple things. I know you personally, so I know your vibe, and I know who you are, and you're hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. And you are so funny. And I just can't imagine this person was as hot or as funny as you. So at least you can kind of sleep well at night knowing that you have that for you. Your personality is so good and you're so beautiful. As to getting back out there, I would say, like, a mistake that I always make whenever I'm going through a heartbreak is I'm always like, I have to fuck someone else right now so that the last person I didn't fuck is my ex, and like I just need to like cleanse myself, and that always feels bad after a while.
Not for me.
Okay. Love.
That usually feels great for me.
Okay. So maybe do that. I don't know. I would say just like consider how hooking up with somebody has made you feel in the past after a breakup. But it's been 2 months, so you can get back out there. Get back out there. Okay. So how to get back out there? Let's figure it out. What do we need to do?
Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to figure out what kind of person you want to fuck. And then you need to concoct a personality around that.
No.
No, this is good. Be like, okay, so if you're like, all right, I really want to fuck like a musician. Like, go to the thrift. Mm-hmm. Kind of pick out what feels close enough to you, but lightly like a costume. And then go to a concert.
Wow. This is wild advice.
But a small concert, because then there'll be other musicians in the audience. Not like a big concert. Because then it'll just be like fans. It has to be like a kind of unknown band. So mostly it's like their ex-bandmates or like other people they've played with before.
This is actually now turned into amazing advice.
Yeah, or other people that are playing the event. Mm-hmm. Go alone. Go alone and make it your mission to just talk to people all night. Talk to as many people as you can. Mm-hmm. Just literally bop around group to group, chatting it with people. Because eventually you're going to make eyes with a cutie. And you're going to be alone. So you don't have like anyone else to rely on.
Would you be able to do this?
I feel like I do this.
What?
Probably not at a concert. I wouldn't do it. But I think it's still a good idea. But I've met people out doing this, and it was the most incredible thing in the world. I met this random girl who just came to Cubbyhole by herself and just walked up to every group and talked to everyone, and she left with somebody. It was literally fire. She came up to me and Ted, but she quickly realized we were dating each other, not there as wingmen.
Right.
Which is usually what people assume of us.
Right. Yes. Yes. Of course.
We're really giving each other's wingman vibes, but it couldn't be more opposite of that. Yeah.
Totally.
Right. When I was single, if a friend invited me to a party, I would specifically like not get someone to go with me. I would just go alone.
Wow.
And talk to people.
That's very impressive.
Thank you. It's led to a lot of flirting, but couldn't close.
Dude, you're a closer.
No, I know, but sometimes I'm not also.
Yeah, that's okay.
I get nervous.
Yeah, you're just nervous.
Yeah.
And especially
but
now.
But just wait till I slide into her DMs.
And that's where you and I are opposite. That is literally exactly it. I can close
Jules,
any situation IRL.
Okay, Jules. You, like, you and how you were talking to that guy about your, like, fake clit piercing.
Yeah.
is the perfect definition of how you can bag only people you don't want to sleep with.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to get... You are going to have a stroke of genius and confidence. Mm. And you're going to begin bagging people. And I'm going to have a stroke of genius and confidence and stop trying to bag people that I don't want to be with.
Ah, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, you've got to stop doing that.
It'll probably lead to you
it's
having...
It's kind of fun for you, though.
Well, it like sometimes I want to have sex with people that I don't want to date.
Right.
Actually, mostly.
Right.
And then usually you just end up dating them.
Right.
And okay. That's the problem.
That's the problem. Yes.
The problem is like, that's oh, exactly I can it. Be attracted to you and want to have sex with you. I don't have to then forgive you for all your flaws and accept you for who you are right. and be in a relationship yeah. with you.
Yes, correct.
I can, after we have sex, be like nice to them, but also not mm-hmm. like do all that.
Yeah. Yes. That is your new era. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We've got to get your roster back together.
I have no roster. I've not been having sex at literally at all.
A casual, yeah. well-oiled roster.
But you know what? I'm taking it all back because I have already said to myself a million times, I'm not a casual person. There's not a casual bone in my body.
Right.
So I actually am not going to strive to find a bunch of casual sex because mm-hmm. that like will literally never happen. Instead, I'm going to strive to only have sex multiple times with people that I actually enjoy being around. Mm-hmm. So then I won't accidentally fall into a committed monogamous relationship with somebody with a haunting personality.
Right. Right. No more hauntings 2024.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry. I have not heard this, but I am just going to play it.
Okay.
This is another submission. I don't need to be anonymous. This is by Art by Dykes.
Okay.
So we do work camping at an RV park, and we just got a new neighbor that moved in next to us, and on their car they have a bumper sticker that says pro-God, pro-life, pro-guns, and we are fearing for our lives.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, first of all, accent reveal!
Accent reveal, love it.
Obsessed
love,
with
love,
your
love.
Accent.
We do have a big UK audience. We
that
always see
was
that.
Definitely Australia.
Oh.
But we have a good Australian audience.
I hope I didn't offend you just now. I'm just an idiot. Please keep this in mind.
It was either Australia or New Zealand, but I think Australia.
I think Australia.
Yeah.
It was really nice. I liked it. I want you to talk more to me. Can you send us another one?
Okay, so they said that they are dealing with a new neighbor who clearly doesn't have views like theirs. How do you deal with that? I would say, honestly, you need to try to drive them out of town.
I was going to say, yeah, definitely.
It needs to be
a
like
coup.
Yeah, this town ain't big enough for the two of us situation.
First thing you need to do is you need to find allies.
Yeah.
Go around everyone else and you have to get to know them. And don't write anybody off. You know what I mean? Really scope them out, figure it out. Even if you find someone who's like a half ally, mm-hmm. you can start planting lies and rumors mm-hmm. about your enemies. And systematically destroy them.
Yeah.
But keep your head down around them for your safety.
Yeah,
but
I would
systematically
say...
systematically destroy them.
If there's a way you could sort of, like, build an underground tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And start sort of haunting the house in a way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they said it's an RV park. So So they have to think it's haunted campgrounds, which honestly opens everything up. This is going to be easy. No yeah. underground tunnel necessary.
Yes.
Just kind of start, like, just stand outside and be like,
but right by their window, they need to sort of think that their plot of land is haunted.
Yes.
Because they can, I guess, stay in the RV. I mean, I don't want them to stay in the RV park, but at least they could move further away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I would say haunting, sort of like ghoul action.
Mm-hmm.
If you could somehow doctor a video outside of their mm-hmm. RV and be like, hey, I just wanted to show you this, like... I saw a ghost outside your RV last night and I took a video because
yeah,
I wanted to show you.
That's really good. That's really good.
And if you could sort of show that to them and really freak them out. It's like a ghost with like a knife being like,
you gotta get off this campground. Yeah.
Exactly. That would be our advice probably. Thank you for so much for writing in. I'm loving your vibe.
Yeah.
Okay,
we are
here's another one.
Rhyme. Seriously.
This person also said, don't need to be anonymous. This person's name is Dirty Dyke. Okay.
Let's go.
The first one was Art by Dykes.
Okay.
Loving this.
Yes. Okay. This is our audience. We know it. We love it.
Here we go.
My wife and I are very nosy. We need to know everything about everyone all the time. And we were driving home yesterday and saw a cop and like a fire truck by a wooded area. And we thought they maybe found a dead body or something. So when we drove past again, we decided to go to that area and search. And all we found was an adult diaper filled with feces. So do you have any tips on how we can mind our own business?
Wow. Wow.
Holy shit.
That's, I mean, is that not going to deter you from doing things like that again?
Yeah, that's really, really messed up.
Wow.
I'm sorry that you had to come across that. I like your instincts.
Yeah.
Like, I like the investigation. Like, you see cops and you're like, what's going on? You need to get to the bottom of it. That's definitely
the right,
go.
Yeah. But here's my question. The cops and an ambulance were there checking something out, and then is it what they were checking out, the adult diaper, and then they chose to just leave it there and go away?
No, right. Well, what it sounds like to me is perhaps like an elderly person escaped the psych ward.
Okay, my mind didn't go there at all. Okay. Okay, so somebody had an accident and left it there.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much as...
And maybe the cops were like, well, you know, I don't actually care about the planet because I'm a bad person and...
And I'm not dealing with that. Yeah, so I guess my...
My question is, did you guys do something with it? Like, did you throw it away or did you leave it?
Oh, I hope... I mean, it's not really your responsibility to throw it away.
Isn't it all of our joint responsibility to take care of this Earth?
For sure. And sometimes we mess up.
Once I was on... a Nike set, like literally Nike,
right,
as a PA. And I was so excited. I like came in the cutest outfit because I was like, I'm a PA on the set of Nike. Like, I've never been hotter and cooler. And then they gave me the job of trash man. And all day what I had, because we were shooting in a public park, what I had to do was clean up trash from the ground so that when they got the shots, there wasn't like disgusting like trash or like needles. And literally I was like, oh, like, do you have gloves? And they were like, for sure. But they were just like plastic gloves. Like, they had no like padding. And I found multiple needles along my way.
Bro.
And I just kind of picked them up with another piece of trash so I wasn't touching it. And that was really humbling. And I deserve to win an Oscar. Like, and if you haven't been trash man on a set, I don't think you should qualify for any prestigious award.
Wow. So few people would then be qualified for these prestigious awards.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Except for people who are probably geniuses.
Yeah.
Or trash men.
Who are geniuses, probably.
Absolutely.
Okay. Advice for minding your own business. I sort of think right. You just need to, like, maybe not. I think it's good to have all the information.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I say keep it up.
Sure, you might find some dirty diapers along the way, but...
Okay. So if the issue is that, you know, you didn't mind your business and it didn't end up being a good story, just sort of make up a story around it to keep
right.
things interesting.
Totally. But I get where you're coming from, and I think it's good to have all the information so that people can be less likely to target your weaknesses. Okay, thank you guys for the amazing questions. I really like the vibe of doing voice memos.
Yes,
I like
please.
Hearing your voices.
The voice memos help so much because I can't really read or write.
Right.
I'm notoriously
right.
illiterate. So
I do think in the past we've told people only write it and don't do voice memos. So we're going to go back on that now.
Regret
huge
that
regrets.
Hugely. Because I can't read, but I will listen to you talk forever. You
totally.
Guys, please voice memos from
And
here
you guys
on
have
out.
Such cute voices.
And if you want us to disguise your voice, we can't. So just you disguise your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, just kidding. Becca said we can.
Becca
so
will do it.
Just at the beginning, say disguise my voice and
yeah.
say that immediately.
That's
all. If you want to be anonymous.
Anonymous. Especially if
our
you're
UK
one of our
viewers.
Out of the US, our UK, Australia viewers, listeners.
We love
we're
you guys.
We're obsessed with you.
I'm so
along with our
how'd
US.
How'd you find this podcast? I'm so...
We have a really random large following in the UK.
I know. Thank you guys. Please share this podcast and stuff so we can keep building that. And then we can do a UK trip.
Ooh. That'd be cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was actually looking at our demographics recently. So most of our listeners actually, which before for a long time, it was Chicago. It's back to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see us on the street, walking by ourselves, talking to ourselves, have pity. Okay.
Wait, what was the song that we were singing?
I'm not surprised. Not everything lasts. I've broken many hearts so many times. I keep in track. Talk myself in. I talk myself out. I get all worked up. Then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday it'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can make working out.
I really don't know the song.
And I promise you, kid, that I'll give so much more than I get.
Okay.
I just haven't met you yet.
Thank you guys so much. That's about the person you're going to fuck during Pride weekend.
Yes. And if you're listening and we haven't met yet.
I just haven't met you yet.
Gay and They is a Fruit House production.